something was. Oh, so the Gemara said like this. Amar Rav, Shabbos goes to the Yudah. I heard something about Yudah, but I don't know where it was. Amar Shmuel said, well, you're the Abba, my Shmuel, you're the Yudah. You don't know where it was. It was like this, my Shmuel, you don't know where it was. You're the Yudah, the Machai, and if you told me, you're the Yudah. They said, Yechai, and if you told me, Yechai to pay for someone. So what happens if the Mazik does not know what was inside it? And the Nizik does, what happens if the Mazik doesn't know what was inside it, but the Nizik does? Also, the Takon of Nigzal. The Eishai, did they make a Takon of Nigzal with Eish? Did they make a Takon of Nigzal with Eish? That means, can the person who got damaged make a sure how much money was in there and claim his money? And that was not, that was what he heard, that you can. Also, the Takon of Nigzal means you can. They made such a Takon with Eish. They made such a Takon, they said that he can make such a sure. Right? Oh yeah, maybe the shayla. Also, tekanas nigzal the moso oiloi. Did they make it tekanas nigzal with the moso, or did they not? That means if somebody gives over property, tells the authorities about someone else, right? So he told him he should know that he owes taxes, whatever it was, and therefore the authorities took away stuff from the other person. Can that person claim that it was X amount that was taken from me? So again, just to make it clear, normally by shvuas, the shvuah normally is that the person makes a shvuah to exempt himself, to part himself. If I come along and say, you owe me money, so you make a shvuah that I don't. Or you make a shvuah to say it was an onus, or whatever it was. Always shvuahs are to exempt. But here, in these few cases we've had so far, we've had the opposite case, by nigzal. A nigzal, we say, it's not the gazan that makes the shvuah, how much was stolen. Rather, the nigzal makes the shvuah, how much was stolen. And it's not the mazik who lit the fire makes the shvuah how much he burns in the Talmud. Rather, it's the nigzal, the one that nizak, the one that got damaged, who makes the shvuah how much was damaged. And now the shayla is, what's the din by moso? What's the din by moso? Is it the same as by gazlan? That means the one who was informed about, he's the one that makes the shvuah. Or no, it's like the normal rule that the person that made the person that you're trying to get money from has the right to make sure to exempt yourself.
Is the part for allowing the
That's a good aura what you're saying, a very good aura. I must admit that when we first learned the sugya, I thought by Gazan it's because he's not believed, he's not trustworthy. But then I happened to learn twice since then the Mishnah is was. No, he wants to claim money,
right?
So he has to make sure. How can he just say you took this and this amount? He needs to make sure. But why can't the government make sure? So I always thought, well, he's not trustworthy. But in the Mishnah, it's clear that's not the reason. The reason is because since we've seen a story that clearly seems to say they did steal, so he can't come along and say they didn't. Now the onus is on, so now we allow the nigzal to say how much was stolen. Normally the nigzal is coming to be mechadish to, or the person, the claimant is coming to come to be mechadish a claim. This and this happens. So the person can say, no it didn't, or it was only a little bit of it, whatever it was. But if there's a quite clear that this story did happen, so now it would give right to the nigzal to say how much of that happens.
Because they don't.
No, not because they don't believe him.
Why not?
But it's not because of that reason. We don't believe people that are A muhsuk, as in people that gamblers and things, that we don't believe. But somebody we're not sure what he stole or if he stole, that since we've seen him come into a person's house. And therefore, that's already enough of a story already for the nigzal to claim how much it was.
He can't deny it, that's all right. I only took a little paperweight.
If that guy makes a shvuah, that was X amount here for me.
And the thief can't make sure that I only took this. And it's not because he's not believing, it's because we caught him red-handed.
Right. We saw the story.
We saw.
That's
annoying that he saw.
That's why in the Mishnah brings this case and then brings another case afterwards about gamblers and things like that. Right. It's two different cases. That's not a moment. It's a chiddush for me, but that's...
Could he bring two witnesses, if there are two witnesses, to actually testify what was really in the...
So, and that
can contradict the single swearing by the...
Right, sure.
So what is the victim swear to make sure?
If we've seen the story, then we let the victim make a sure. The only time we don't let the victim make a shul is when we don't know the story.
Two people are arguing about some Reuben and Shimon. Reuben got it, and Shimon says, I want it back, and he swears that he says, okay, and he says, I didn't take that. They will always make the person that supposedly took it swear that he didn't take it, and then he's off. This is the case where you reverse, you can't say now the victim is the person that was.
Yeah, because there we saw a guy go into the other person's house with arrows. Right? So we've seen some story of what looks to us as a Maisa Geneva. If we've seen a story of a Maisa Geneva, then we allow the Nigzal to say how much is done. That's what I'm about to know that. Right, right. Because we've seen the story already.
Now this is setting up the case even more for this Maisa.
Oh, the Maisa is a different story here. Maisa is not Maisa Gazan. So as I was buying Maisa, how do we treat it? Do we treat it like a Ganev or do we treat it like a normal case? So the Gemara left this, the Gemara didn't, I live in the Mandom, I live in the Dina the Gami, come to the Mandom who says that anyway, a Mesa never has to pay, we don't have any questions, the Mesa is not me, we don't judge him for it, because to be Mesa is really a Gami, is really causing somebody a loss of money. To give over, to tell the authorities about somebody's money is a form of garmi. And garmi, according to the opinion, says we don't, in Beistin, judge the laws of garmi. So it's not a we don't judge this case. The shayla is regarding somebody does judge dina de garmi. So now we want to know, also the kind of niggas of the muscle, do we make a takana of nigzal with a case of somebody who's a meister, the mishtab of a sokel, I like, and the Gemara didn't have an answer for that.
In the steps, probably the question is, do you make a meister higher for claim damage with the
a Maita Zechah Chayv to pay the damages according to the Mandalam who holds Dainin and Dina Degami. According to the Mandalam who says that we judge Dina Degami, he does have to pay damages. The question is, we don't know how much the damages was. So do we say just about Nigzal? And since we know a story happened, we let the Nigzal make a shura, and then who are they here? So like Jesus says over here, we're talking about the word Edim, that was Mosu. The word Edim of that story happened, since we don't know how much it was. So do we say it's the same like a Nigzal? Or no, maybe Maita is different. To a nigzal.
What is the lachanus in a little?
Taker it says. Taker the topic.
So the only similarity was that this person profited directly from a loss of another. He damaged somebody, as a result he gained. The difference is one took the candlesticks himself. And I'm guessing if a thief said, sent somebody to go do it, I don't know, to take somebody, whatever. He's gone, he's removed, he sent the authorities to go take the money from him. He didn't get that money, but he got a discount on this period, though I think I've never money to satisfy me. But it is that removed from Geneva that we're not going to include.
It's not Geneva, it didn't do me dying. Right. It's not Geneva.
They don't want to put under the same heading of what damage to somebody, so you've got. Normally people damage people, they don't benefit from it, they didn't do it on purpose to benefit. His whole intention was to damage him so he could
maybe after we discuss it. Another din is shemaim. It's all din yehoda. There's a phrase here that says also the kind of nigs up and also oiloi. Phrase here says first of all, we must be doing whether Adonai saw the story. Otherwise, it would never the story. The shadow would never stop. And then phrase says since the teiko, what do? We go to kula. So you can't. You can't make sure it's a clay. And then, he says, if high gun says you go mesa, that is a big machlik is about it. You're right. The big machlik is whether you would or would not go half. We discussed it last time. Why? I don't want to go into it now. I don't want to go into it now because it's not the shayla right now. So what are we doing now? So then the end of Tesis of Inatam says that we're talking about here when the Maita contradicts what the Nimsa is saying. That's our Shaila. Our Shaila is something like this, where the Moshe himself is contradicting what the Nimsa said. And the Shaila was, can he make a shua and claim that money? But if the Moshe says, I don't know how much it is, then it's possible the Nimsa can make a shua and claim what it was. That is what Rabbi Natan held. And the Re is clearly going there. The Re says otherwise. The Re says, even in a case when the Moshe does not know how much it was, we still have a Shaila, can an insar make a shvur? Yes or no? By the way, regarding the car that blew up, we were discussing with Esha Adam and Mazik, but Rabbi Solomon is now unsure. I was busy with it on Shabbos. It's not very clear how to be mugged it. Setting off a fuse to make the car blow up. Is it Adam and Mazik or Esha? Or maybe something else? Because it's a time delay that's not so possible. So I don't know. He's going to look up in his notes. He had something similar, so he'll let me know. From Shabbos, he can't look up his notes. So, all right, thank you. Well, back to our silence of H, type of H rate. Oh, Gavin. There was a guy. We are now 5 lines down in the white line. He'll gather the bottles for Castle the Chavit. He kicked the safe of his friend. He'll gather. There was a person. The Botash, he kicked the Kaspasar the Chavri in the Kasefet, the money box of his friend, and Shadye Venora, and due to that, he threw it into the river. Also, Mori, the owner came, Vama, and he said, Hochi, Vochi, Avari, Begavot. There is this and this inside it. Hochi, Vochi, so and so much, Avari, Begavot, I had inside it. Yosef Ravashi, Ravashi said, Vekoma Ayin Beyan was Bima Ayin Ki, I gave them my, what's our luck in this situation? What's his Shaila? Shaila was the Chaya, that I don't know how much it was, and the Nigzal saying there was so and so much inside it. So can that Nigzal make a sure and say that you have to pay X amount? That's why Shaila was. Oma le Yavine Ravach Bridrova, Rabina said Ravach Bridrova, Omino Ravach Bridrova, Ravashi, and some people say it was Ravach Bridrova, Ravashi. Love Haino Matizen. Isn't that our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says quite clearly, "Tis na'an amaydim chachomim le'vyuda chachomim egrich yvyuda b'madik zabiro." That if you light a biro, shemishalim kol mashiv esayicho, if you have to pay everything that's inside it, shekin derech b'ne'otom laniach b'batim, because it's normal for people to live inside it. So he didn't understand what exactly was your shayla could have only been that maybe I wasn't expecting it to be money in a money box. So no, in a house everything's expected, so to in a money box you expect it to be money. If it's expected to be money, you have to pay for it. Amalei, he says to him, what was the suggestion which he was suggesting? How did he miss him, yeah? He thought that the suffix was that maybe the guy had no right to claim his X amount of money inside the money box, because it's not normal to be money, X amount of money inside the money box, right? So we saw last time, I think it was packed full of notes. So that's what this person was claiming. So he thought maybe he had no right to claim it was so packed full of money. Huh? Right. And which he said, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, in a house, everything's normal to be in the house. And therefore, the by Eish we said, the Nigzal has a right to make a Shavuah. How much was in the house? Whatever was in there. He can make a Shavuah, whatever's in there. So to here as well, I can make a Shavuah, whatever, in the money box. Right? The Chorus exactly the same. Just like by Eish, we let the person make a Shavuah, see how much was inside it. Because he just did it one. Also took on his Nigzal the Eish.
Another question.
No, here. That was a statement.
This part was a statement.
So we know also the kind of things of Asia. If we know also the kind of things of Asia, so why not here as well? If he's claiming Zuzi, he said there's only money inside it. Achanami, do you understand right? He's claiming there was jewels inside it. My shayrus, I'm not sure about this. Me manchi inchi magnis makasso. Me manchi inchi. Do people place magnis and diamonds the castles on a safe or loy? Do people do it? Yes or no? And the answer to that was teiko. We don't know. It's a shayla, which is not clear. So the Gemara has a shayla, which wasn't very clear what the shayla was. But the way we're explaining it is the shayla was that. He was claiming there's X amount of money inside it, and we wanted to know, maybe it's unlikely there should be so much money inside it, to which he answered back, of course, why not? Whatever's normal to get in a money box could be. So that my shayla was about diamonds or something else. Right? So what's the shayla about diamonds? What was the shayla? So I decided if there was diamonds, is it normal to have diamonds inside it, yes or no? So here we have this amazing, amazing places, incredible places, which for me was very enjoyable when I read it. This place is Mimamchi Inchi. Place is not Mimamchi Inchi. The place says, even in a case when it's Adim, that there was diamonds in the money box. I finish Adim Shahoya by Magnita. Even if there were Adim, there was a diamond in the money box. Mi Boyele, still a Shaila. The Shemo Loi Iboyele La Suki. I died say, maybe he was not meant to have thought Lahai for this. The Loi Aminon, we don't say to him, my Havali Jabida Azke, who asked you to fiddle in my money box? Kim the Loi Gili Inchis, it's not normal for people La Nuche Klau to put things like diamonds inside the money box. So there's no reason for me to suspect of it. And they say an amazing thing. I go ahead, I take your money box. Nobody gave you permission, Bechlal. Nobody gave me permission to touch your money box. I pick up your money box, I throw it into the sea, and then I turn around to you and say, well, I never dreamt that you took diamonds inside it. Say that, amazing thing.
We learned that a Gadish that had some anarchy. Several witnesses, and he came on his property and he lit a fire on purpose.
Right.
Even the rabbis say, okay, you have some witnesses.
Not by anarchy.
No. Witnesses, and he went on his property and lit.
Anarchy of Father.
Forever and ever.
By age, that's everyone agreed.
That's
age. By age, everyone agreed.
Ah, so that's just the age. I know, but that's just the
difference. Right. So this is equating age to Adam Amavik. The guy goes along and picks up a money box and does it. So this is equating age to Adam Amavik. That's the amazing chiddush of faith, Abu Shem. That's the amazing chiddush of faith. I mean, the person who's a mavic on something you never dreamt would exist is possible.
You should call it the explosion.
Right.
You should call it the explosion.
That's right. That means without cases, we discussed last week that somebody blew up a car. According to traces, even if it's Adam Amavik, even Adam Amavik would be possible if it would be unlikely to be stored in that car. Under the car seat, which is stored. Well, in our case, it was the boot. So we're not going to talk about boots because we talk about trunks, and the trunks is when we go swimming. So we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. So he's sitting under the seat, so he's stuffed in there some nuggets of gold. I don't know what. Whatever it was, something unlikely to be in a car, and he blew it up. So according to Tatesers, he could turn around and say, I blew up your car, didn't blow up your nuggets. And according to the Rashi, they say, sorry, Adam and Mother can be high for that. Right? If it's the other one. Yeah, sure.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, how would that be different?
Not so, actually. Not so. Something you don't have an answer to that, do you? Not so. He wants to know in a case if you brought some of these cards inside the gold nuggets, are you having your mind for those gold nuggets? So we're saying yes.
You would. But if I brought the animal to eat barley underneath top of his wheat, like that'd be the melon.
Other than that?
Yeah, I'm going to feed the animals. Don't feed the barley. I can afford that. Oh, so there's wheat underneath. Right.
I wasn't making this over there.
I'm asking. That's harmless.
That's harmless. Yeah, okay.
We're talking about the same thing. A person going in and kicking a box for a bed and feeding.
It's not harmless. It's all the mamazic. Tomlin's only by Ace.
Okay, so this is the question.
This is Adam Amazigh. He's a Amazigh. He picked up their money box and threw it in the sea. He told him what to do. He's crazy. But yeah, the conversation is impossible. Take him out to get Chiddus. You are Chai. You're Chai. Because we're seeing him at Tzu, you're Chai. Why are you part of we're seeing him at Tzu? Oh, I didn't have to think about it. It's exactly the same idea, right? I didn't have to think about it. And yes, you have Dinish in mind there. The expert, when he did the damage, should have expected the damage, and he's my pearl. A pearl is considered like an extension of you. So when he did that damage, he was well expecting it. Right?
He's like a money bag dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Chiddush of a pearl is the extension of you. Right. Okay, right now. That's the chiddush. You remember it first of your life? Chiddush of Taisus. Somebody does an Odom HaMazik B'Yadayim. This is that story that we discussed. The moment is a person with an Odom HaMazik B'Yadayim, someone is just unexpected. That's how we pass. Halacha L'Maaseh. Taisus passes that way, and that's Halacha L'Maaseh. I'm surprised by the question. What do you think? This is like a Hyde Park corner standing espousing his views. What is this? Something nearly Ulai Epsa Tomabat. I didn't say that.
But we don't always talk to like
that could be. That could be. Say that. Like, first of all, if Yosef is saying maybe Jason doesn't really believe what he's saying, that's not true. Jason says something he believes what he's saying. Now you've got to say how do you pass him? So just say if you have a great to do saying, but I think say keep me like Jason.
Well, sometimes he will define for us what the question was or what was being discussed, as opposed to this is how I passed him, no? Or everything he says is this is what was discussed and this is how I passed him. Maybe you think this is the question that was being debated.
He is explaining what the question was. He's saying the question was, even if there's definitely Edim, there was diamonds there, the question was, is it normal to put diamonds inside it? So now let's work it out. What would be, that's the secret, is it normal? That means what the suit started in. If it would be normal to put inside it, it'd be chayim. If it wouldn't be normal, it's not even though there's Edim. So it means it's sedentated. Not normally going to be potter. And that's Halakha L'Maaseh. That's sort of brought down in Halakha L'Maaseh statement. They passed me that. That was the story about the Kugel Baker. All this similar size. Somebody damages with that. Having a habit, that's what he did. And the story about turning out the food from the freezer or the mattresses. Inside the mattresses was stacks of cash. All these type of stories are stories where a person never dreamt there'd be money inside the mattresses. The Mexicans, I don't know if they made them any more like that, but whatever it is, that and things that I never dreamt about, never ever dreamt about.
You thought we were supposed to find a high ground method that they looked like you have when you're seeing. Maybe 50 degrees, no, no.
No.
Will you bring in
Potter.
No high ground hand.
Nothing. You're Potter. You never dreamt about it. Yeah, absolutely impossible. Not a start to be a chayv.
But even though it's a lot more nice and sounds like, oh wow, let's all run to the basement and use the fish, practically speaking, proves that something is beyond doubt, unreasonable or beyond possible is very hard to prove.
Really?
Otherwise,
that story about the chickens. You know the story about the chickens? Somebody was renting a house, borrowed a house for Shabbos and Brochus, and and they smelled the terrible smell when they came in, and they found their freezer was off, and all the chickens were off. And they couldn't leave that nice snap for when they came in. And they cleaned up the freezer with them, chucked out all the chickens, and put the freezer back on, cleaned it, whatever it was. When they came back, they were in an estate. All their savings were cut, whatever it was stuffed in those chickens. Way in the bags and went together with the chicken. No?
They didn't take it.
It's Mazik. Took your money and threw it out. It's not Mazik.
No.
Why not?
I expect it.
Say that. Thing, street, please. It'd be hard to prove it's unexpected to be there.
Perhaps
in that case, in most cases, you could have cut each one open before you threw it out. There's a story not so long ago, about 3 years ago, that people wanted to make a, this was in the news, they wanted to make a surprise for their grandmother or something, and they changed her mattresses for her. And inside the mattress was loads and loads of cash. They found it then, they found the cash. But that's the same type of story, you know, they're trying to do a favor, very nice. Who cares what you try to do? And they never dreamt there'd be cash inside the mattress.
Question about the hollow spaces. Can the Diana at least say, what would that box hold with money? Just when we said that this best thing and this thing's inside. You have to look at it if it was full of what you thought it was. $1 million of drugs, you could maybe say $50,000 would have
been. I could.
They could rule it.
We raised this question on Thursday.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You're sure it's very strong for that. Yeah. You get your something back. You get your feathers back, your mattress, and your dead chickens in that one. Okay, right. Omali of Yemen of Ashi. Toan Toin. Kosto the cask of the beer. Somebody claimed there was a silver goblet in a beer. And the beer got burned down. My, what's that offer? What's that offer? Meaning? Would you have to pay for it? Amalei. Chazino, we have a look. He in his homage who, if he's a well-off guy, didn't say cast the cask for the has a silver goblet. And if it makes sense, you should have it, and you'll have to pay. Inami, alternatively, if he's an Inish Mehemno, he's a trustworthy guy that people would leave him, the Mipu Inish Gabei, that people would leave him, deposit by him these silver goblets, then in those cases, Mishtato, he can make a straw, Vishokan, and claim. Eloi, love your community. Eloi, love your community. If not, then we don't allow him to make a straw to claim that money. That means we'll only allow him to make a straw if it makes sense he should have that money then. Okay?
Answer
what?
If I know...
Say somewhere on the Aiden. Yeah. Say somewhere on the Aiden. Say somewhere on the Aiden there when you aid him, and that you just never dreamt there should be such a thing. Here we're talking about a case where you burn down somebody's house. And when you burn down a house, you have to realize there could be X, Y, and Z inside it. But he, the Nigzal, wants to make a shul. Right? The Nigzal wants to make a shura there was the silver goblet inside it. Now, the shayla is, can we let the Nigzal make a shura? Very easy for this. Can we let the Nigzal make a shura? So, if he's a rich guy, then yeah, why not? What's the chashash? He's going to be making shim shaman of Atali. He's not. It makes sense he should have it. If he's a poor guy, we won't allow him to make a shura because he'd be making shim shaman of Atali. So to then make a shura to save money when it doesn't make sense you should have it, you're going to be prosperous. So we don't allow it.
You know that he's somebody
who watches the shura. Right. So what are you asking? You're asking good places. It's not that we don't allow him to make a shura, as much as it's unexpected, so Mela, he should be positive because it's unexpected. And if you're right, if it comes to what you're saying, it's not only going to space, because everything about Aish. And Aish, everyone holds that. Ironically, everyone holds it positive. Right? So, you hear what they want to learn? They want to say if Shabbat is, it's not a Shabbat, they want to learn if Shabbat is, since it's unexpected that this guy should have a silver goblet. The reason why we don't allow him to make a shura is because the person that lit the fire can say, Shichad is an anarchy. I didn't expect it should be like that. Because the poor guy, why should he have a silver goblet? Everything's inside it. So they want to say that they're talking about a wealthy guy, not by a poor guy. But that's not the pshat. The pshat's not, the pshat isn't like that. It's only by shura we don't allow it. When a person burns down a house, you have to explain there could be a bunch of things in the house. Could be somebody lent him, or he happens to have a silver goblet that you don't know about. When you burn down a house, you have to expect everything stored in a house. Just to allow a guy to make a shura, to claim that we're not going to. As big up, I'm not going to allow him to make a shura. Right, and John will have to pay. Yeah.
Why?
Because when you burn down a house, you have to realize in a house can be anything.
That would be approved. So that you have to pay, you actually
ate in
there.
No. Because I'm saying in a house, everything is stored in a house.
But if you know your neighbor, if the person knows this neighbor is not well off, right? So I didn't expect him to do this, and I know nobody deposits my in. All of a sudden, nothing's wrong. Now two witnesses come, and they wasn't expected. This house was not even accepted.
So it's very different. It's very different. It's very different. There's some things which I didn't think he would have inside it because I didn't think he was so well off. That was my idea. I didn't think he was so well off.
People know what this person's means are.
No, but Shem, to allow a person to make a shura with Shem Hashem, we're only going to allow it if we can be sure he's not lying. And that's only a person who we know is well off to have a silver goblet. We're not saying that somebody who's not well off can't have a silver goblet. We're just saying that Ram. Right, we're not saying that somebody who's not well off or it should not have a silver goblet. He's not trustworthy, he should not have a silver goblet. We're just saying in order to make a shura, we need to know that you have it. How are we going to know you have it? By either you're a well off guy, so why shouldn't you have it? Or that people deposit things by you, so there's a good reason for you to have it.
Some of the cases are that you have to witness it.
Right.
Some of the cases are, right, said, but if you have to witness it, we allow them to make a shura. We're up to that.
No, if you have to witness it, you don't need a shura. He has to win and it doesn't need a shura. But pay.
So why would you say anything about the cassette?
Because by cassette, since it's not normal to put diamonds inside the cassette, when I picked up that cassette, when I looked at the cassette, I said it's not normal for there to be diamonds in here.
That normal for what person?
It's normal for things there for a house to have silver goblets. I thought that guy wasn't well off to have a silver goblet.
Everybody knows in the community he's not so well off to have a shuba.
That means he managed to conceal to the public that he won a lottery 2 weeks ago. Or people didn't know about it. Or his stepsister's great aunt gave birth to a
silver goblet.
They're very different. Silver goblet and a diamond, I just want to explain this point. A diamond in a box, a diamond should not be in the box. Because people don't store diamonds in boxes.
Not poor.
A diamond, if I go ahead and what am I doing? I'm damaging a box. Diamonds aren't in this box. And therefore can say, sorry, I have no idea the cloud it should be, I don't have to pay for it. If I damage a house, could be a shack. In a shack, it could very well be silver goblets. I just don't know though they had them. The inner sack, if something be very poor, be with the Yerush, an aunt, could they be? He just doesn't know about it. Not that it doesn't make sense for there to be a poor dog, right? One doesn't make sense, and one because I didn't know about it. Big difference. If you come along, you open this shack and you find the silver goblet. So I'm surprised. It doesn't that. Wow, it doesn't make sense. There should be a silver goblet here. Where did you get that from? By thinking, a diamond in here, you turn around to a guy and say, you're crazy. Why are you having diamonds in a money box? That's the difference. So, Omale, that's right. Omale, Ravada. Bring the Avin of Ashi. Now is a completely new side here. Omale, Ravada, bring the Avin of Ashi. Ma being Gazlan Lachamsen. What's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsen? In the Torah, we saw that it says no difference. A gazel, chomas, all the same thing. In Lashon of Chazal, sometimes we call a gazan, and a chams we call a chamsen. So what's the difference between them? Both of them are stealing. So what's the difference? Only chamsen you have domi, gazan lo you have domi. A chamsen takes without with pay. Takes for it. He's a chamsen. He's taking without permission. And the gazan doesn't even take it. He pays up the money. And the gazan doesn't. On the day, they said to him, if he gives the money, chamsen goes away. Why do you call him a chamsen? And says in the Gemara, the Rebuna says, Chalua Vizovin, Zvini Zvini. Somebody hangs a person and forces him to sell something, it's a good deal. If I would take whoever it would be, Shloimele, and I'd hang him from this beam here and say, I'd like your car, and and he said, okay, I'll sell you the car. So it's a good sale. Say so, why are you a chamsen? You're not a gunner. You did exactly what it's a good mecher. So he said, like cash, hold on my reason, you're not my reason. It depends. If he says reason, like when you hang him and he says, okay, I agree to sell it, then it's a good sale. If he didn't say reason, then you're a chamos.
So you're forcing the
table,
Danny?
Huh?
Force him to
pay with that is basically what
you're
doing.
You're forcing him to say those words.
How?
I
hang you. I hang you. It works.
What's the difference between those words and any other words?
So, if he agrees to sell, he agrees to sell it.
It's under duress.
Under duress, yeah. So this figure I told you at the time, it's a big figure. We didn't really go into it, what the longest is about this. We didn't really, it's part of the figure we didn't go into. It's the shadow was why it came in here at all.
Right.
Shadow why it came in before.
I was having trouble conceptualizing like what it means, like it could practically like come off and out of it. I can't even imagine like what.
What, to steal that thing?
No, to pay it with not steal a thing. Like, I can't imagine a practical example of somebody stealing, but yet having the righteousness to pay for it.
Like, it's not righteousness.
I wanted to sell your house.
What?
Somebody coming over to send me
called racketeering, and
it's not a matter of
paying
for
it. Exactly the market value. It's the reflex.
I said I have 2 glasses. My 2 boys people. I said, well,
you said, yeah, but I can't.
Hey,
John,
let's
be quiet. What's that?
It doesn't have to be as dramatic as it is. Even pressurizing, peer pressure, all that type of thing is chomos. Anything which I'm doing, which you don't want to sell, but you're selling under duress, that's chomos. A lot of kids have in school. They feel under pressure. Basically, got a nice watch. Nice watch. I'll pay you for it. I'll offer you money. And they don't want to sell the watch, in school, it happens often.
So, what's the reason it came?
Huh?
What's the reason it came now?
Yeah, the Pnei Shua, I don't remember what it was. Pnei Shua was asked what the cash is.
Because they needed a place to park this.
No. That's okay. There was a reason. I don't remember what it was. should check up. Yeshua, do you want to bring just the Pnei Yeshua a minute? Do you know where it is? Pnei Yeshua? It's next to the Shirum, second row of Sorry. See how long it takes to come. But, that's Chamos. Chamos, the Etzim, is selling willingly. Yeah, giving it over willingly, but unwillingly. I thought in school you could have it. If I bring some nosh, some candy, and somebody's like looking at my candy, obviously he wants them. I don't want to give, and I give because I feel under pressure. That's Chamos.
Why? Are you not giving?
I know, but I, in the end of the day, I gave willingly, but unwillingly. I gave it. Here then is when somebody took it from me. Woo! Kala kavod. Well done. Yeshua. Yeah. Yeshua,
not quite the page, yes?
Not quite the page. So I'm a praise on the
honor.
In areas where didn't before, it was changing, and really bothered the giant. So people started to see the giant. This house is not set. It's like really annoying. It's wretched. Well, see, he says like this. This idea that the Nigdah makes a Shvuah, that's mentioned in the Gemara Mishnah Shvuah. That Nigdah makes a Shvuah. It's not mentioned anything about Ish, and not mentioned anything about Mosul, which are the sites which we brought down. I mean, so says Yeshua, the Gemara thought that maybe a Mazik and a Mosul are also included in the word Nigdah. Nigdah is like a generic term for everything which is causing somebody a loss. If so, then it's nonsense. Why sometimes does the Gemara talk about a Chamsa? Why is that? If Nigdal is just used for a generic term for whenever causes somebody a loss, so why is it that sometimes the Mishnah uses the word Chamsun? It should have just also kept with the word Nigdal. Nigdal includes Mazik, Nigdal includes Mosul, and Nigdal perhaps includes Chamos. So why sometimes do we mention Chamos separately? Whoever caused the loss of his friend, Gazan Miki. So what exactly is the difference between a Gazan and Chamsun?
The most it doesn't feel
a mice, yes. That was a topic of the Gemara, yeah.
So the victim would be
Hamas.
Hamas
is no lie. Hamas, so I stole
it. He paid for it. So
that's the answer of the Gemara. That's the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, now that you're telling me that everything's included in Gazan, so why sometimes you refer to something as Hamas? So I'm saying Hamas is like a different category, because as you're saying, net loss he doesn't have, but he didn't want to sell it.
He paid the Rayman?
He paid the Rayman. And then Pnei Yeshua ends up, no, he paid the Rayman. And then Pnei Yeshua ends off with a very interesting shayla. If somebody is mazik momoin chaver biyadayim, somebody is mazik, is he kosher leizus or not? A gazan is kosher leizus. Is a mazik kosher leizus? We see here in Azimara that ish is included in gazan, right? We said that ish, that the osu nigzal to sekonas nigzal beish would include the word gazan in shvus, includes the mazik of ish. So maybe every mazik would be possible eidos. Meloshen apoyskim lo imatzino the possible. We don't find that mazik is possible. So he says mitzvara near the possible. Mitzvara should be mali goizel laatznoi. What's the difference between he steals to take to himself, or he steals to damage to make it a loss? Avag pish and mesharim is deika. Even if he pays up, he's not looking for shea mikri. He's called up his share and he's chai, he's popular haters, will he go on the chamson? Even if he pays up, if he did
it,
he pays up as well, like he said.
He didn't do sure.
No, no, paying up's not sure. Paying up is what you have to do because you stole somebody's money. But sure is, you have to do sure for stealing. And you expect yourself not to steal more.
How did he answer to the phone call then? Where he said that there was a whole question about the Mazik, or the person who the Mazik, he is arguing and he and then they allowed him to make a shavua.
No.
He's not allowed to argue because he's puzzled.
The Migdal
makes an argument, sir.
No, the Mazik.
The Migdal has to make a shavua then. And the Mazik.
He
can't make a shura, but he can disagree with what's going on or not. So he's just saying if the Mazik himself says, I don't know how much it was. So the machlik is whether
he says, if he knows, then and then there's a
Rabbi Natan says, then the Meisah can. That's when the Nigzal makes the shvur. If he says he doesn't know, then it's possible the Nigzal can make a shvur. So he says the sopik in the Gemara whether the Meisah makes a shvur or not, right? And but the Nigzal makes it, the one who was muscles on and. Depends on whether the Mazik was denying it or not. Right? So what's your point? If the Mazik's not Nemon, how can he deny it? How does he play a rock? So he's not Nemon for ages, but he are Nemon to dispute the claim.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. It won't help us too much. It just makes the other guy have to make a shura. Because if I say this, I don't know how much it damaged you, so it's possible you can make a shura. If I say, I do know how much it damaged you, then we have a topic if you can make a shura or not. But there's no easy thing.
Okay. I was just thinking that if it's possible to create this, then we'd be more close to even saying anything.
No, it doesn't go that far. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Gemara on Ahmed Aleph. Ahmed Bates, the last on the home run. Get Shiyotza Mitacha Sapatish. A spark went out from the hammer, the hizik, and it damaged Chayef. Gamel Shaitan Piston, a camel that was loaded with piston. Rav Shusharabim, and it went. Shusharabim, Benichas Piston, and the flax. His piston went into the store, and what happened? The Dolkoi Benesh Achemini, and it got caught fire. It caught a light from the candle. Of the chemini, because the beer, and due to that, burned down the beer. Bal hagomol chayiv. The bal hagomol be chayiv. The bal hagomol will be chayiv. Why will bal hagomol be chayiv?
Picking up.
Right, very good, Rav. Because picking up, protruding. He was a pesher. Pesher, you should have known your flag is going to cause problems. Heniyah chemini neir mevachut. If the chemini left his candle outside in the shusarabim. Then the chemini chayiv, then chemini will be chayiv, the storekeeper will be chayiv. Why? Now he was a pesher. What's he chayiv for? What's he chayiv for? What happened?
Oh, the damage was like cut on the camel's
feet. What the camel was carrying. What the carrying. Then you carry it. The beer is his own beer.
The next town where he goes.
Ah, okay.
Oh, it's red, yeah.
If you're doing a mitzvah, then you are potter. Right? Famous halacha by Shabbos. Somebody's running on Erev Shabbos and he damages someone by running. Normally you're not meant to be running in the streets. If on Erev Shabbos you're running and you damage, you're potter from pain. Because you're Isaac in a mitzvah.
That's it? Or is there, should you expect it?
I think it's because of the mitzvah.
Candlelight for his wife permitted now.
Right, that's true. Yeah, sure. Well, isn't that the story of it as well?
The man's right. The man's right. The question, that's the shame anyway.
Which case?
The person's running home to take a shower and late. It shouldn't be this late. I said it's running to shore.
No. Run and get ready for Shabbos.
You waited till the last minute.
No, Friday is a busy day. Friday's a busy day. You were learning Torah all the morning. Friday's a busy day. I'm a winner.
You should rather kill yourself than damage somebody else's stuff. And he was saying for busy.
You get a London here, Eddie. Kunzu, as he says, if since the Kuroch and Nefesh, I can't damage somebody else in order to save a person's life. So how can I run and damage someone? Go on, that's the question. What's the answer? Go on, everyone, think.
That's the question.
Yeah, I know that. Now you have to think about it. It's a great question, but... Huh? No, the difference is that one's doing a mazik b'yadayim with kavanah, and one is not doing it with kavanah. He's running. He didn't intend to trample people while running. Because if he damages people while running, then we don't say you're officiah for such a thing. But to go ahead, say, yeah, I'm going to school now, or I'm going to get ready for my shower. Or other not, you can't do that. No hassle for that, right? Yeah, so it's not the lunch, you could say. That's why I heard from a Johnson in London, in Israel. So this person at 2 o'clock in the morning getting ready for speakers, opening the windows and banging his nigger lassa and banging his organ to speakers. All right, together to speakers! Yeah, thank you very much. No, not the people's Israelis. Take life easy. But Johnson got another, yeah. He's doing a mitzvah, but not on the other chesed. But here we're saying, somebody's running, he banged into someone, and you can't say that he's a fesher, because he's oisik b'mitzvah, it's the wrong word, but he's not from the mitzvah, was he was something vicious. So that's similar as far as
he
did that.
He's driving like crazy just before Shabbos.
It's a mazik. Yeah, but you're right, but there, once the siren's gone, it isn't the right to drive in the car.
Okay, it's a minute before, 2 minutes to get home.
Driving on quick.
Yeah, that'd be an example. Yeah.
You see it every week.
Yeah.
I'll see the driver
from the siren. Kids are on the street already. Kids on the street already.
No, stop.
Kids on the street. You're not going down. The sign went.
The sign means kids can go on the street?
People, the kids treat that as Shabbos. What? Well, you can drive off the sign. It's like I'm just prepared to have it, about it.
Myself.
I'll drive,
but...
There's kids on the street.
Huh?
I think there'd be some of those things there, I think. Here in Beit Shemesh, actually, I know we're a bit like Chutzlar. The kids are not on the street after the siren. But in Yerushalayim, the roads are full of kids. As soon as the siren, the roads are completely full of kids. And people drive, and that's got nothing wrong. Here in Beit Shemesh, isn't like that, to be fair, but. Yeah, okay, anyway, back, that wasn't our topic, but you're right, that would be an example though, somebody's racing down the street 2 minutes before the siren, or 1 minute before the siren, to get home in half the time, and that would be, what would be the din if somebody not damaged somebody at that time?
It's not our case,
not our case, it's a case of that, of Ramashim, of Rani Rishas.
Here we're saying the responsibility is on the owner of the Gemara, because it's kind of like most people are going to go forward and put their and kill that guy.
Here we are. Shnayim shalach v'shadam echad v'od zechon alech v'shneim rilum v'shneim rotsim. He's done the bid, but he doesn't have it. Are you? Okay. Lamed Beis on others. Says over here. That's Mishnah says your part. We say between that Erev Shabbos Beis Hashmoshes. So everyone's in a rush. Erev Shabbos. Meida is the second last line. Meida is the Erev Shabbos Beis Hashmoshes. Your part of nature of spiritus. My brishus, because of chenina, the machenina, boy, benetze, lekas malke, kala malkesa, let's go and greet the king. So people go out to run to greet the queen. Therefore it's called running brishus. Stop. The nation is not ours to demolish. Amar Avinu, let's try and finish off the Olet. Amar Avinu, Mishmeh Deova. Shema Minom Reb Yehuda. We can see from Reb Yehuda, Nechanakeh Mitzvah, and Yichud Seich Hasor. The Mitzvah to leave Nechanakeh Seich Hasor. What's the Raya? Sure, what's the Raya? The Mitzvah to leave the Menorah Seich Hasor. The Mitzvah of the Menorah lower down. What's the Raya?
That's where the camel
because the camel caught fire and maybe they said your father. No, so how do we see from there that the mitzvah to leave it there, maybe you can also put the higher up.
Then what's in the fear of the camel?
No, but nothing wrong to put it lower down. He put it lower down, he could have done a higher up. Because he wouldn't have been proper. If you'd have said your father, because you had to leave it there. But if you could have left the higher up, you should have left the higher up. Right? Am I? These talk about the Klamana Masa. These talk about the Klamana Masa. If you thought they could leave the Klamana Masa. Am I? Or maybe the Nechanaka Potter. Why did we say Nechanaka Potter? Lei mele. Havle anuche. Le malo. You should tell him they should have placed it higher than the camel and its rider. Let's read those words again. These talkadaita, I've gone back to the beginning of the line. These talkadaita. Because if you think, Lemala Masara, you could place it also, Lemala Masara. Am I? Oh, my Buddha, why did Buddha say that Nechanaki a potter, that Nechanaki is potter? You could have said, Havalim, La Nucha. Lemalo, mi gomo v'reichbo, they should have placed it higher than the camel and the rider. Elelav shema mino, from here you see, mitzvah l'anicha v'tzoich ha-soro. It's a mitzvah to place it toich ha-soro. It's a mitzvah to place it toich ha-soro. Oh, miloy, he's in the right. Lo'y lo, mim l'cho, afi l'mal ma-soro. Could be even l'mal ma-soro. You are able to do is a mitzvah to put it also in a malamasa. At my amasach, what are you going to say? Boye, loch, lanuche, lemalami gomal, you should have placed it higher than the gomal? Reichboy, you should have placed it higher than that? No. Even though he could have placed it higher than that, akivin to be mitzvah ka'altik, since he was involved in a mitzvah, kulei ha'ilei tachura bonom, the rabbis were not matriach him to place it higher. He could have placed it higher, but he didn't have to, and therefore, you're potter. Om Rav Kana, Dorosh Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi, Mishmei de Tanchum. The Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi said in the name of Tanchum, Nechanakeh Shenicho, Lemal Met Mamo, and Nechanakeh that he placed it higher than 20 amos, says Rashi, what's wrong with the higher than 20 amos? Says Rashi, lo yichot de lo inchi, people won't see it. Vulei mefarsim nisa, and people won't have a pirsum nes. Anan, le pirsum nisa, you know, we need pirsum nes. Shenechanek shenich, l'man me'es mamo, shula is possible, kisuka och amovi, just like a suka and amovi, it is possible. Says Tesis, shula kisuka amovi, tema. Why are we saying possible? Why didn't we say Havalei Lemeinu Yema'it? Why did not say just lower it down? Put the menorah lower down. Just like by Erevin, it says Yema'it, right? So why not by Chanukah? Does not say it. Sukkah doesn't say it, but there the Gemara says because Sukkah is Teraisa, so it doesn't say it's possible. And by Drabonon, we say Yema'it. So why not say Yema'it? So it says.
Right.
Says Tesis, since by sukkah we have to say possible because of the reasons mentioned in Gemara sukkah, it's derisa, there's multiple reasons. Since that, say possible by sukkah, so it says possible by Chanukah Mavi as well. Or second eretz, and this is very important to know. Had you said just Yemaik, you would have thought, okay, while it's alight, put it down, and that's not true. One cannot make a fire while it's, and it cannot be used for Hanukkah light by moving it down if it was alight. You have to put it out, turn it down, and then relight it again. Hadoch, Hadron, Aloch, Hakoines, the Siyad of Israel. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, we will be having a Siyam on time. Mitzvah Shem.